That's the youth that were on the swap trip and the adults that went along as well. Come on up.
The swap program has been in Eastern Kentucky and West Virginia for several decades. And through that time, they have been able to build trust through relationships and to have access to helping folks in need. It's often home rehabilitation of some kind, and we have now taken our youth there three cycles in a row. So every 2 years we take the group down. One of the exercises that they asked us to do during our Friday night debriefing was to share our peaks and our valleys. And it was a very good exercise, and there were some exceptional reflections, and we're going to share those this morning. For me, my peak was going to a place that is much like home. I've often referred to Southern Indiana as the northern campus of Appalachia. When we grow up and leave home, sometimes it's easy to think ill of where we were brought up, but it always gives me a new appreciation for where my family has come from over the generations. The valley, I think, for me was knowing that this poverty is persistent. It doesn't go away, and that just bringing in charity is not what helps people feel human, feel like they have the ability to choose and make a difference in their lives. But when we work alongside them, it's so much different. And I commend to you a book that we have in our church library called Toxic Charity, which deals with that very issue.
Okay, I would say my peak was watching how these kids could work here. At our work site, I had, Adam was one of the other adult chaperones here. And the first assignment that they talked about with our group was to, they opened up this small door, and I'm saying the door was something about that size or so. And that was a job that they asked if anyone would be willing to go inside under Virginia's trailer and work on insulation. So the crawl space was probably about that tall for a good part of it, and others was farther than that. And I'm claustrophobic here. There is no way that I would be willing to do that. But it wasn't long before Taylor said, "I'll do it." And then soon after that, Nathan and Josh both said, "Yep, they would be willing to do that too." And I breathed a big sigh of relief, said, "Okay, good, I don't have to do that one." But they did an excellent job there. I was just very, very proud of them. And they scurried in and out of there quite a few different times during the course of those 2 days that they had that project. So, and that was just a microcosm of what I heard from the rest of the sponsors and as how well everybody worked and pitched in. You could be proud of your kids here. The valley would be probably also that assignment. We were not told in our little preview of it the day before with the project directors exactly what it entailed putting up windows, because when Adam and I don't know who else went back there, but we went around behind her trailer, there was probably about a foot or so of level ground and then a steep embankment, and we were supposed to put ladders and scaffolding up there, and I thought, really? And we'd had rain, and it was quite the adventure getting it done, and Adam only slipped one time a little bit here, but that was just kind of like, I mean, I probably, the look on my face was like one of horror when I saw what I was going to have to do here for a week to try not fall down an embankment with the water down below, but we got through it, so.
And would you say your names for the recording?
My name is Sam Werfel, and my low would probably be the amount of rain. It cut down on the work we could do. One time it rained for half an hour torrentially, more or less in the middle of our work day, and we were digging drainage trenches. They filled with water. We couldn't dig anymore. And my high would probably, it's a bit of a tough call. There were many highlights. Either just finishing our job, because there's a bit of uncertainty about whether materials would arrive, and we wanted to finish it, or watching water mountains come down the hill and explode in a puddle.
I'm Noah, and my high point is probably getting to meet all the homeowners, because I got to meet two, because I moved work sites, and they were all different in their own ways, but they were all nice. And my low point, probably be waiting for the gravel to get there, because we didn't think we were going to be able to get the job done, and that was kind of scary.
Wesley Hirschberger, high point would, again, like Sam, be a tie between getting the job done, which was really satisfying, and rolling watermelons down the hill. And low point was definitely rain again, because it rained every day. It was not great.
I'm Josh Friesen, and my low point would probably be that I was on insulation crew, and it was not exactly a fun job. It was really hot and stuffy. We were wearing like double XL coveralls, which did not let out much heat. And so at the end of each day, we were covered in sweat, covered in dirt, cobwebs, and moldy insulation sometimes. So it was not exactly fun, but my high point would be that it felt really good to have the job done and know that we'd done a good job, and that all our hard work paid off, because then our homeowner would be able to keep warm in the winter better.
My name is David Warfel. I have about 37 peaks I'm gonna share. Most of those peaks are standing up here with me. The ones that aren't here were also peaks. It was just really a fantastic experience for me to get to know some of these people a little better. I know who they were, but I didn't really know them at all. And I can tell you, this is a great group of high school students, really fantastic people. There was every single one of them I appreciated getting to know, and that was a great experience for me. I also appreciated Matt's leadership both before and throughout the experience. That was neat for me. And I would also encourage any of you who ever think about it, don't think about insulation. but it's just a great experience. SWAP is very well run. This is a great group of youth, and I would encourage you to think about it next time it rolls around.
My name is Clara, and my high would definitely be, like a lot of people have said, just getting to know the people and the culture of the area, because it's so different from here and what we're used to, and meeting with our homeowner and talking to her about different experiences she's had living in Hindman area. So that was really cool. And also getting a lot of work done for the short amount of time that we were able to be working due to weather. And then my low would definitely be the weather, both the rain that prevented us from working one of the days and starting late, and also the heat. So it was really hot and really humid, and we were on the roof, which is black, with the black paper down, and then you have to pick up these shingles, which you can barely touch because they're so hot, and then you're sitting on the shingles, so you're basically like sitting on fire, and then it's really hot. So, yep.
I'm Elena Culbertson. My peak, I think, was forming relationships with people within our group. It's sad that there's not more people up here, because we had 16 youth and 5 adults, and I felt like I knew everybody better at the end of the week, and that was really cool. And we also got to form relationships with our homeowner and her family, and so at the end of the week, then there's a Friday dinner that you can invite your homeowners to. And so our group had 3 out of 4 of our homeowners able to attend, which I think she said was a record. So that was really exciting, and we were able to worship together some there, and that was really cool for me. And I think my low point was probably leaving and feeling like, even though we'd done stuff, that there was so much that, like, you know, even it felt like at May's house, there was so much that still could have been done, and for all the other homeowners in the area, so that even though we did stuff, it felt like there was so much more to do.
I'm Ryan Miller, and my peaks are getting to bond with more of the youth group, some people I have known for years and some I've barely known, so it was good to get to know them a little bit better. And it was nice to meet the homeowner, to hear her stories, to see how happy and the smile that she put, that was put on her face, with all the work that we were doing, and learning how to roof. And I would say that my valley, with like was said earlier, the rain and the heat preventing us from getting our work done, and another valley was not getting the roof completely done.
I'm Owen, and my high was building relationships with everyone, with the homeowners and the youth group. And the low is, my low is the weather.
I'm Lena Driscoll. My low was leaving. I really wanted to stay. I could have stayed at home another week. I had so much fun. And how wrong people are with their stereotypes of poverty. Like, when you go down there and you meet the people, it's just blown out of the water and you have a whole new perspective. And my biggest peak was just having so much fun with the youth group, especially because I live so far away. I don't get to do very many activities with them. So it was really fun getting to know them.
My name is Adam. My highlight for the week was definitely the relationships, both within our group, with the homeowners and with the swap staff. The first time I went down with, when I was in high school, I was more focused on the work and getting as much done as possible, and I find a lot of value this time in the relationships. On that same note, the low though was just not getting as much done as we could have because of the rain. We couldn't work one day and we had to leave the windows that we were replacing mostly done, but I wanted to finish that, so.
And I have a text high low from Nathan Miller. The low was hot and sweaty conditions in a plastic hazmat suit and jeans underneath a house with zero moving air and high humidity. And the high was the satisfaction of completing the insulation and knowing our efforts as a group will benefit those in need. And let me tell you, we had a lot of rain, and despite that, this group really dove into the work. And on the full day that we got rained out, we went to a local college and watched a movie, October Sky, about three boys that were local down there who took an interest in rocketry. So it was interesting to see. It took place in a coal town. And we went to a place called the Apple Shop, which was nearby. It's a nonprofit that teaches local folks how to work in radio and film and television, theater and graphic arts. And we got to see a climate-controlled film archive where they keep reels and reels of all sorts of iterations of recording modes. And they have a backup of all the copies in a climate-controlled vault in Maine in case something happens. So it was quite fascinating to see that.
Well, a low is definitely the rain. And if you want to find out what a Kentucky hurricane is, please ask them.
Yeah.
We ran into three of them. I think the memories that were built were fantastic. Nobody talked about the wasps, the bats, and the spiders. And nobody really introduced Roof Dad, which which was a great leadership on the roofing project. I think those memories will stick with us. And the last night after a Kentucky hurricane, one of our youth, they were climbing the hill, and one of our youth was coming down and slipped. Now they did this barefoot, slid most of the way down the hill, and about 14 or 15 others followed suit voluntarily. And then an excursion late night to the DQ. So those
and don't forget pulling splinters out after the hill slide.
Yeah, there were a few. There was a little bit. Those are memories, and those will never be forgotten. But the high, just like most of these folks, are the relationships and the connections we made with homeowners and families, with the United Methodist congregation, youth, particularly with the SWAP staff, but greatly within our own group. Those relationships and bonding that took place. And really we have you as parents and families and our spouses and you the congregation for allowing these young people to have that experience. Thank you.
I'll also share with you that we received a card from the homeowner for whom our group put on a roof. She said that she had worried for quite a long time how she was going to make it through another winter with the roof in the condition it was. So she expressed gratitude for the work of our group and for the congregation here for sending the kids and supporting the Mennonite Central Committee and through them the SWAP program. So this group is to be commended, and I encourage you to seek them out. We just shared briefly our experience this morning. There are many, many wonderful stories that they would have to share. Thank you. You can be seated.